If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
For Talk Radio News Service, I'm Jeff Holtzman. President Obama suggested today that a military strike against the Syrian government would not be an expensive mission.
It is limited. It does not involve boots on the ground. This is not Iraq, and this is not Afghanistan.
So, how would an attack against Syria impact the U.S. economy? As the Wall Street Journal reports today, the consideration of war could spark higher prices at the pump by causing oil prices to soar. The paper notes that oil prices rose to a two-year high over the past week, trading above $110 a barrel on Wall Street before retreating slightly. U.S. retail gasoline prices have followed oil higher. A gallon of regular unleaded averaged $3.59 across the U.S. on Saturday. J.P. Morgan Chase economists warned their clients on Friday that if sustained, the 10% increase in the price of oil over the past 3 months could shave as much as 0.3 percentage points off the annualized global growth rate in the second half of this year. Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News Service, Washington.
Welcome to Women Patriots. I'm Brenda Ward, your host, along with Barbara Buffing, my co-host. You can call us at 718-305-7176 anytime during this show. We are here to not only talk to you, but we'd like you to talk to us as well. Tonight, I'm just going to start off. I just am flabbergasted at our foreign policy and the leaders of this country who quickly want to go now and start bombing in Syria. Really? Really? Why? Why do you want to do this? If anybody out there listening can answer has the answer to that question, I'd love to take your call. Because the time for intervention in Syria was over 2 years ago, before Al-Qaeda and the terrorist groups got involved with the rebels there to assist them as the United States denied them assistance. But now, because someone, and we're not entirely exactly sure who that someone is, used a chemical weapon that we knew they had and that they had used a month or so ago or whenever that was, it was used once already, now we have to bomb them. Okay, well, that's real great. That's real great. But why? What are you going to accomplish by bombing them at this point? Because Russia is backing Syria. China is backing Assad. So what are we going to, first of all, what are you going to accomplish? We're going to send a message to the world that we're strong? Really? No, I don't think so. We've already sent the message that we're weak in our response to the Taliban in Afghanistan and trying to have peace talks with the enemy in Afghanistan and our lack of response to the Benghazi attacks that happened in Libya. We've already proved that we have a do-nothing administration and that America is not as strong as she once was. So that is not an argument to me. And then what are we going to strike? The goal is not to take down Assad, but we're going to take out all his military capabilities, and then we'll have another vacuum like we have in Iraq because we pulled out troops when we shouldn't have pulled them all out, and in Libya where we've just let the terrorist groups, Al-Qaeda and such, continue to thrive. In Egypt, where the Egyptian army finally took back control of their country from the Muslim Brotherhood, who is a part of the terrorist group that is against Israel. What are we trying to accomplish with this strike? Does the president want them to strike Israel? Because that's what they said they will do if we send in bombs. that's my rant for the beginning of the show. And with that, I'm going to say hello, Barbara.
Hello, Brenda. And I am going to rant right along with you, girlfriend. I got to tell you.
Oh, let's hear it.
I was watching some of the hearing this afternoon, and what a joke. You know, first of all, where in the Constitution does it say that he could do whatever he wants to do? And it doesn't. And then, yes, we have the Power of War Act of 1972, which gives the 60 days to get congressional approval. But in this situation, what are we going to do? Say no? We've got the chemical weapons, and we've got Israel with nukes. And what are we going to do in the middle of it? It's stupid. This moronic president does not have a plan. He has no plan. You're just going to go in there and you're gonna drop a couple of bombs and say, okay, we did our part. Don't do that again. Don't use those weapons of mass destruction again. Okay, have a nice day. It doesn't work like that.
It really doesn't work like that. Incomprehensible.
It really is. This man has no direction. And even sitting in the hearing, Kerry couldn't give a direction. And Kerry, I guess he's got like ADD or something, because he half the time wasn't even paying attention. When Senator Rand Paul was asking questions and going on, Kerry's sitting there like writing down notes. You know, I don't even know that he was writing notes. He wasn't paying attention to the question.
Yeah. And it's just, there's no plan. You're right. There's absolutely no plan. What is the plan? Oh, we're going to drop a few bombs. Well, why? Oh,
well,
because they use chemical weapons. Well, so dropping a few bombs is going to do what?
You know, he's been arming the Muslim Brotherhood anyway.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
You know, there's so many different stories out there that it's Al-Qaeda who's doing it, it's Assad who's doing it. Well, you know what? It's none of our business. It's their war, their civil war. And yes, my heart breaks for the people who are there. And we've already got, Sunday I think it was, I read, that we've got attacked, that one of our barracks was attacked over there. You know, let's get our people out and let them kill each other. And, you know, the refugees, they're leaving. They're going over to Jordan, I believe. It's Jordan.
Where we have troops. We have troops in Jordan, by the way.
And you know, let's rescue the people. That's the humane thing to do. The rest of them can kill each other. Because if we go in, they're going to go. Syria, Assad already said he was going to go after Israel. And Israel's ready and waiting for it.
Right.
You know,
so we want to start World War III.
Yeah, exactly. You're absolutely right. Because they got the nukes. They're going to nuke them. You know, we're going to have nukes and weapons of mass destruction, the chemical stuff. It just doesn't make any sense. There's no direction. Because,
and see,
you know,
this all goes back to even Iran, where we've done nothing about their nuclear capabilities.
Right.
And they're still mining uranium. So who's to say Iran doesn't have that nuke and just waiting for the excuse to use it? You know, Israel's the poor people, the people I feel sorry for, because they get bombed almost daily, and they're the little tiny little bit of piece of land in between all these crazy people over there killing each other. And since when is our policy to go into every country that has a civil war and choose a side?
Right, exactly. But see, the thing is, there's no good side here. They both hate Americans, and it's a no-win situation for us. No win. If what are we going to do? They don't want to take Assad out. Then what the hell are you going in for?
Right. Well, the problem is, too, when they take out these leaders, that even though they're not good people, we have what happened in Iraq. We have what happened in Egypt. It's like they can't, there's so many fractions of these individual groups that they can't find the peace, you know?
Well, look, here's my take. Obama is a part of the Muslim Brotherhood, and I can't prove it, but there's no doubt in my mind, okay? I'm sure somebody knows that somewhere around, but there's no doubt in my mind. And then Morsi being the Muslim Brotherhood, and now he wants to get Assad out, get the Muslim Brotherhood in over there in Syria. Really? So we're going to have all these Muslim Brotherhoods running the country? Not on my watch.
Yeah. Well, it may very well happen, because Boehner says he's going to back the strike. It's like, really, people?
He's a bonehead.
Really?
He's a bonehead. He really is. That's what I call him.
I would pretty much agree with that. I mean, I just don't get it. You know, we've had basically no foreign policy. We play nice in Afghanistan when our soldiers are being killed. We've had more American soldiers killed under this president than any other presidency. But now, because supposedly this red line that he drew once, but he drew again, they crossed it. So now I got to use my military to strike back. What is wrong with that?
Did you hear? I decided we got to go in. And you know what? Then this SOB goes and plays golf.
Like, yeah, oh yeah, I know.
Is this really a serious situation, or are you just moving your mouth to get the country going again? Well, here's the deal. It's a distraction. We've got September 11th coming up in a week and a day. So,
Benghazi,
yeah,
still waiting.
And, yep, Benghazi, the, you know, 12 years of September 11th bombing, and all these scandals. Now, there's also been weapons that have been moved into Turkey, and that's what happened with Benghazi. There's no doubt in my mind. There was illegal maneuvers with weapons going on over there. No doubt in my mind at all. And this stuff is coming out. So if we get distracted with Syria, we're going to forget about the IRS scandal and Benghazi scandal and NSA scandal. What else is there? Oh, my.
Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious. Extortion 17.
Yeah.
I mean,
so much going on that we'll throw through bombs and maybe people will forget. Yeah, just a brilliant strategy, I think. So, but hey, if you're listening, you're listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationmedia.com. The number to call 718-305-7176. You've got something to say, we want to hear it. ConservativeNationMedia.com is growing. We couldn't think of a better way to expand our lineup than to give our very own Bing Fisher his very own show. Uncle Bing Fisher brings his engineer's insight and love of America to America by Design. Sundays, evenings at 6 Eastern, 5 Central, immediately following Soldiers of Patriotism with our very own Michael Smith on ConservativeNationRadio.com. So stay with Conservative Nation Media 7 days a week. Since we're making some big changes and we're just getting started, American by Design with Bing Fisher, Sundays at 6 Eastern, 5 Central on conservativemedia.com, where America always wins. That's conservativenationmedia.com. And we want to thank you all for tuning in. You're listening to Women Patriots, 718-305-7176. We started the show discussing this impossible situation in Syria, which if we had had a true leader in, things would have been done several years ago before this even started to put pressure on the Assad regime, which was not done and was not implemented by this president. But now since they've used chemical weapons, we have to go drop some bombs just to prove a point. What point? We don't know. If you do, we would like to hear what you think it is. But other than that, we do have a special guest coming on here at the half-hour mark. We're going to have, is it James Haver?
James Haver.
And he has started a campaign across the country called Overpasses for Impeachment. Right?
Yep, that's it. Overpasses for Obama's impeachment.
Okay, so we're going to get into that here in just a little bit, and you're welcome also to join that conversation. But, oh, Barbara, I just want to turn off all my devices and sink my head in the sand at this point.
Well, you know, that's what they want. That's what they want us to do. I mean, Americans are, we're fighting hard, and we're all weary because our heads are spinning. And then somebody had just, thank you, Roseanne, she messaged me in the paper today, Egyptian newspaper explodes allegations. President Obama is a secret Muslim Brotherhood member. Al Jazeera's blog posted a story Monday featuring tweets from the director of research at Brookings Center in Qatar, reported that an Egyptian newspaper's front page story claimed Barack Obama is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. Well, there's a shocker. And, you know,
there's so much smoke. You know, there's so much smoke. I might not come right out and say it. I know you're comfortable doing that, but where there's smoke, there's usually fire. You know, and
absolutely,
there are so many. There are so many questionable things that he has done that kind of brings us to that conclusion. But yeah, it's interesting. I was seeing some of those articles come across my Facebook page today too, and it's just like, interesting. Wouldn't doubt it, because man, we want to send aid when the Muslim Brotherhood's in charge, but we don't want to send aid to the army. Yeah, I see where we're going with that. Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, it's not even to help the refugees. We're not sending the money there. Not that I know of, anyway.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
help the refugees. They need it. You know, and like I said earlier, let the other two kill each other. Let's get the refugees out. And, you know, I've got to say, it's an inhumane situation, but it's none of our business.
Yeah,
I'm not
you're right.
Between somebody having a knife fight and a gun fight, well, hopefully somebody wouldn't be stupid enough to bring a knife to a gun fight. But if they did, I'm not going to get in the middle of it.
And where is the danger to America? The danger to America is if Al-Qaeda, who is fighting for the rebels, gets their hands on those weapons of destruction. So we're going to punish Assad so that these weapons can go where? I mean, what are we doing? We have no foreign policy, and the news media is complacent in this. This man never had a foreign policy. His foreign policy was basically to step back and not assist our allies and allow these rogue groups to gain power, and to punish filmmakers for bad-mouthing Muhammad instead of going after the real killers of our ambassador in Benghazi.
The real killers are in the White House. Well, Hillary's not there anymore.
She's not there anymore, but you're absolutely right. It kind of starts in the White House. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. Number to call, 718-305-7176.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Ronnie Wood of the Stones for Rad. You know it's okay to rock and roll and party, because I do it all the time. Just let someone else do the driving. That's what I do. Remember, rock lives, and you should too. Please don't drink and drive.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
And we're back with Women Patriots, Barb and Brenda, on ConservativeNationMedia.com. 718-305-7176. And I was kind of reading the chat while we were on break, and they're saying, yeah, his foreign policy is to apologize for America, and you're absolutely right. It is just the most disgusting time in America ever. Ever. So, but I have a feeling we will be bombing Syria no matter what we say or do, and we can only ask that the Lord help us at that point in time and pray for Israel.
Yeah, that's really all we can do at this point in time because, you know, as much as we write to Congress and complain and everything, they just do what they want to do anyway. They make
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah, and look at John McCain. Allah Akbar is just like saying, thank God. Really?
Really?
Oh, my goodness. These people are so brainwashed or so out of touch with reality, it is not even funny. So they were thanking God on the day that 9/11 happened and our buildings were falling as they're dancing in the streets in Egypt and Syria and Iran and everywhere. Yeah, thanking God. You know, right. Okay, yeah, I know the terms are similar. Yeah, I know Allah is God. I do know this. But this is not what these people, he's like assuring us that these are moderate Muslims.
Yeah, you know. Also today, during the hearing, John Kerry was asked, you know, who else was going to be with us. There's nobody. Nobody. He said, we won't have an answer for 3 weeks from the UN as to what was used and who did it from their findings. But if it's, you know.
So who are we going to bomb? If we don't know who.
It's an effing joke. And then I heard this, too, on one of the other shows. I don't even remember which one it was. It might have been Lady Patriot, but Jewish faith have their biggest holidays coming up. Their holiest holiday is the week. Let's see, Congress goes back into session on the 10th, next Tuesday, and then we have September 11th. I can't really see my calendar from here, but I think it's Friday the 13th is their holiest holiday. So if Obama's going to wait for Congress to go in And then he's going to decide to do whatever he wants to do, whether he goes through Congress or not. If they go ahead and do it on the holiest day of Israel, then it's more than just what he's saying. Did I just make any sense?
That did make sense, because what you're saying is that it's going to coincide with their holiest of holy days with Israel, and that there's going to be a lot of people out and about on this day, and yet that's when the strikes may occur, and Israel's going to be the prime target.
Exactly.
I mean, is this how we treat our friends in America? Is we just set them up because... Because I said if they used chemical weapons, I'd have to act. So therefore, I, as a child, have to respond.
He's worse than a child.
Sorry,
and
if he doesn't
get his way, he'll do something destructive to our country. Look what he did. He didn't get his way. So now we have the I can't even think of the stupid word. The sequestration.
So we have to close the White House tours. Oh, my. But he flies around for million-dollar vacations. Yeah, sequestration. So it was, it's really been harmful. The only thing that's been harmful is the way he used it to his advantage to try to make political points. You know, it's all about politics to him. It's not about America, and it's not about the people.
Right.
And
it's all about
that.
Him. It's all about him. My military. Yep. I say.
I just couldn't believe when I saw that. It's like, my military, really? Such a lack of respect for our men in uniform. Yeah. And despite sequestration, once the Supreme Court ruled against the Defense of Marriage Act, they're giving leave to all the gay people so they can go get married so that their spouses can get benefits. Yeah, we got to make cuts in the military because of sequestration.
Well.
Yeah, let's not even go. That's a whole other path altogether. Very, very disgusting, in my opinion, allowing this to go on, in our military. You know, it's not even the law in all 50 states. And yet, but you can go to whatever state. We're going to give you leave, so you can go to whatever state honors those marriages. And then we're going to give benefits to your partner.
This is the most phony, poor excuse of an administration that we have up there. It's really... I can't even describe how I feel. I mean, I know it comes out.
That's an uncommon thing, that we're speechless.
No, I'm not speechless. I'm so angry that really all I really want to do is scream and curse. And, there's no doubt in my mind the NSA has been listening to everyone, all of our congressmen, all the senators, everybody over there, and they've all got something holding over their head. And if they all come clean, with whatever, just like Petraeus did, they remember back when he was going through his little stuff to get rid of them? How they listened to his emails because they said it was security reasons and blah, blah. Bullcrap. They did it because they wanted to do it. So they could, if they were listening to him, there's everybody else they're listening to as well.
Thug politics, which is the Chicago way. And it's happening from Washington. That's what the IRS thing was about with the conservative groups. Thug politics. And it is beneath the office of the presidency to behave in such a manner.
Absolutely.
And to have 100%.
To have his feet all over the furniture over there? If I was up there, I'm telling you. You know, and I've told people, I am, like, so close to going to that White House and just getting in that man's face. And it was not going to be pretty if I did.
But you can't get within a mile of him because we now have a law that you're not allowed, you can't even be protesting in the area that he is in. Because heaven forbid that we have free speech in this country.
Oh, honey, I wouldn't be protesting. I wouldn't be protesting. I'd be in his face giving him a piece of my mind.
Peace of mind, yeah. Well, it's about 30 after the hour. We are going to take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationmedia.com. ConservativeNationRadio.org is proud to be associated with the most effective identity security and creditor monitoring service there is, LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques, outstanding member service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock, go to conservativenationmedia.com, click on the LifeLock banner. Network may not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary. That's conservativenationmedia.com, and click on the LifeLock banner.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to stand for America now.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
left. You are not going to.
Then what you're
going to
do is turn onto Marcy Avenue.
Just broke up,
and go past the first three lights, and then take
it.
The next left.
I don't really think
five
she's
more
happy,
blocks,
but
you should be there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right. That's
I'll
what
see
I
you later tonight.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
And we're back at Women Patriots, conservativenationradio.com, and we have our special guest for the night. James Neighbor is here, so we're going to go ahead and bring him live and on the air. Hi, James.
Good evening. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing excellent. Doing excellent.
Cool. I'm just looking. They had an overpass in Long Island today that I was just looking at pictures of. So that's
yep,
kind of,
you never know where we're going to surprise people. We're all over the place all the time.
I know. I'm very involved with it, as you may know.
Yes.
We get out there every weekend. Oh, I have a blast. I love it. But go ahead and tell our audience, because some don't know who you are or what we're about.
Well, it's Overpasses for Obama's Impeachment. The name pretty well tells you what we're about. And, of course, that's our initial goal, is to remove the corrupt president that we have, unfortunately, in our White House and send him packing to whatever part of the world he wants to go to, hopefully prison. You know, we're just about getting active. You know, we want everybody in this country to realize that they still have freedom of speech. and that they shouldn't feel powerless and to get out and say something. I mean, our country right now is at a level of frustration that it hasn't been at in a very, very long time, and it's time for everybody to get out and do something, and this is a way for them to do it. You know, they can go to overpassage.org and you know, sign up there. They can find us on Facebook at Overpasses for Obama's Impeachment and get involved. I mean, this is a way for anybody in America that has any amount of desire whatsoever to do something local and get and have their voices heard, to be seen, to let the machine up in D.C. understand that we are none too happy with the way they have done their job.
Do you think we're being heard?
Oh, I'm certain of it. You know, I mean, 2.5 months ago, when we started Overpasses, you never heard the impeachment word mentioned by anybody in Congress, and there have been at least 10 that I've read news stories about that have talked about it. Association, I believe it's the National Black Republican Association, has actually drawn up articles of impeachment against the president.
Yes.
And all they need to be is sponsored by one member of Congress, and it's on. And this wasn't even being really seriously talked about until you know, just in the last couple of weeks. In the last couple of weeks, you know, Congress has finally started to see that America does not want Barack Obama as its president. We want him removed. We want him tried for the crimes that he has committed, and we want him convicted and given the maximum sentence allowable under law with no pardon, parole, or anything. He needs to wear an orange jumpsuit and spend the rest of his life in prison.
I say we send him to Gitmo and waterboard him.
Well, that would be an interesting thing to see what we found out if we did do that. I'll tell you what, we might find out what happened in Benghazi, finally.
Yeah, right.
That would certainly be interesting, I'm sure, or even maybe find out even just about his school records. It probably wouldn't take very long to get that out of him.
No, I mean, I think they'd probably just fill the bucket and he'd spill the beans, you know. And I mean, he's just a pathetic excuse for a president. I mean, the rest of the world is laughing at us because we tolerate him.
Well,
and it's just sad that we've become, you know, the laughing stock of the world because of one man and his horrible wife.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. We're not tolerating it anymore, and standing up for America. And then, you know, we have those people, and I'm sure you get it when you're out there on the overpasses too. There's Obama supporters who will honk, beat their horn, and stick their finger at us, which I personally think is really funny because we're asking you to honk to support our cause, and they're honking to give us the finger. So they're so stupid, they're honking to support our cause.
Well, it's like I was saying earlier today, the only people that don't support us are the low information and low IQ voters.
Well, yes, and you know, I read earlier somewhere that one of the congresswomen, and I honestly don't remember which one it was, but she, to stay loyal to the president, she's going to vote for the war, for us going into Syria. What about the people that voted you in, and that's what I don't understand. Loyalty is more important. Loyalty to one person?
Well, the last I checked, nobody owed any loyalty to the president whatsoever. It was loyalty to the country and to the republic. That's what the Pledge of Allegiance is all about, is you pledge allegiance to the flag for the republic for which it stands. It doesn't say anything at all about the president.
Amen.
You know, it doesn't say anything at all about the president. The president is not loyal to the, you know, the flag and the republic for which it stands, no American has any reason or duty to stay loyal to him, none whatsoever. And the fact that any of them would would say anything of that sort. Just it, well, it tells me that they really don't love this country.
Yeah, absolutely. And the sad thing is, the elected officials that we send to Washington to represent us, they're not loyal to their constituents. They're loyal, you know, their loyalty to the president. What
well,
about
exactly. That's just un-American. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. But, you know, to be loyal to a president when the president knowingly signs unconstitutional laws into law, i.e. Obamacare.
Right.
And renews the Patriot Act and the NDAA. When he does things like this, you know, Obama could have done all sorts of bad things like he already has. And he could have let the Patriot Act go by the wayside, and we could at least give him props for that. But no, he doesn't do that. He renews the Patriot Act and just proves his contempt for freedom, his absolute contempt for freedom. The fact that the Secret Service can now create no free speech zones, and he could have told them they couldn't do that. But no, did he do that? No, absolutely not. He didn't do that. And instead, now we have zones. In the country, if you see a Secret Service agent, guess what? You can't. You don't have free speech there.
That's
and
right.
That's just wrong. It's just wrong, and he knows it's wrong. And the speech he gave last week, the look on his face, I can't believe that anybody that was attending that speech could buy for 1 minute a word of what he was saying, that smarmy, superior look that he had on his face, like he has got them all duped. And unfortunately, it's justified, because he does have all those people that were at that speech duped, because they were buying every word that he was saying.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of freedom of speech, one of our members in North Carolina was going to town hall tonight because he got a citation the first time, August 6th, when we first started the first wave. We went out and he got a citation for being on the sidewalk, and they asked him for his pass. He was on with us last time you were on, and he ended up, he's there now, so I'm really looking forward to what Harvey, that's his name, I couldn't think of his name. I'm really looking forward to hearing what the outcome of that is going to be, because we do have freedom of speech. And
well,
the cops come over by us all the time, and that's only because we have people call in. So was it last week we had, first we had the sheriff, I think, and then we had the town police. And it's like, okay, really? You know, we're not doing anything wrong. And the police know that, but they have to do their job.
Well, and they do. And, you know, when they get masses of people calling in with false reports of, you know, of a KKK riot. We were actually called in Oklahoma City, you know, by some Obama zombies that had reported our protest as a KKK riot. And of course, the police have got to come out and check that out. And they checked us out, and they promptly left because they realized that they were being lied to. I suppose, in a way, I welcome people to call in lies like that, because all they're doing is discrediting themselves, and eventually the police will just completely ignore any of their phone calls.
Well, I don't think legally they can, but they come out and they do, you know, we have everything we need, and people continue to honk while the cops are there with the lights on. It's actually very funny.
Oh, I think they actually, when we were actually chased off by the Oklahoma Highway Patrol on the 17th,
uh-huh.
And I believe that, well, the police were there, the honking actually increased because of the support we were getting by the people that were driving by. I mean, they didn't support what the police were doing at all. Well, it wasn't the police, actually. Let me rephrase that. It was the Highway Patrol. The Oklahoma City Police are actually very, very cordial and very supportive of us. So we're not certain what's up with the Highway Patrol. And it's, that's actually been the case in most places where we had people being arrested, and that was in California and in Missouri. And it wasn't the local police. It was the Highway Patrol in every instance. And... In the Missouri case, I believe the charge, there won't be any charges filed. That was the latest I had gotten on that. That has been verified, but fortunately the district attorney there understands the law a bit better than apparently the Missouri Highway Patrolman that put one of our guys in a chokehold and then arrested. You know, two of them were arrested and they had to spend overnight in jail for following their constitutional rights. And that's just a sad state of affairs in America when you're following the Constitution and you get arrested for it.
And what's really ironic is if we go back to Occupy Wall Street, where these people were actually breaking the law and doing drugs and camping out in places that had no camping, where were the police then?
Well, exactly. And, you know, why weren't they moving those people out? And apparently they had extreme First Amendment rights, you know, to a massive extent. And when you speak out against this president, suddenly you don't have the same rights. And you really have to wonder where these orders are coming from.
Exactly.
But that's life in America 2013. And that's really the key of why we're out there. If we don't stand up now, the ability to do so will evaporate.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I agree 100%. And we do have a caller, so I'm going to go ahead and bring him on and see if he has a question for you, James, or for a question for us in general. And again, you're listening to Women Patriots on Conservative Nation Media.com. Number is 718-305-7176. Okay, you are live, Brown Beasley.
Good evening. No, I'm listening to you, and I'm in agreement with you that it's here in America where we have a constitutional guarantee of that we're allowed to peaceably protest. And I hope everyone is allowed to peaceably protest. However, I find a tad of a slight intolerance when it comes to the conservative right, when they feel, I mean, just now you spoke that you felt somehow that the Occupy Wall Street people were getting certain privileges, or they were allowed to get away with a bit more than what the people in Oklahoma and Missouri. And it's unfortunate that people aren't allowed to peaceably protest. Where the right, the conservative right, loses credibility with a lot of people.
Why do you think we're losing credibility?
Well, because you're losing elections, and that's part of the reason why. That's part of the reason why you're so angry, because the candidate that you supported for president the last two elections, you've lost. And
that's not why I'm angry.
Well, you asked me what I thought, and I would just. Venturing an idea, I was venturing a thought. That's what I think.
Well, you're not correct in your thought process.
All right. Well, maybe it doesn't apply to you, but it's a reoccurring theme that we're seeing. Is that there's a changing in demographics in the country, and that the Republican Party needs to address it, and they want to become more inclusive and open their doors a bit. And I didn't also hear too many complaints from the right, and this would kind of, I see hypocrisy, but I see hypocrisy on both sides. But when President Bush instituted the Patriot Act, I didn't hear too many complaints from the right that it was okay. I didn't hear it. I don't notice it. It's not documented. I'm completely, I'm against the Patriot Act. I'm also against the NDAA. I'm outraged by the abuses of this administration. Let's get that clear, okay? Let's get that clear. This is not some blind Obama supporter here. But I'm against, what I'm against is practices. It doesn't matter to me who does it.
Oh, absolutely, Brown. And I think we're kind of on the same page. You've been listening for just a short time.
No, but
right now,
but
frankly, we are fed up with the federal government. We are fed up with the Republican Party. You know, it wasn't a conservative candidate. We the people don't have a say anymore because the big money decides who's going to run for that seat. And they'll do everything they can to get that person into that position.
I agree with you 100%.
Angry, yes.
I agree with that 100%. And money is, and you know, it's there's studies that show that I think it's 94% of all elections are won by the person that raises the most money, and we're talking about from the municipal, the county, the state, and the federal level. And what you see is the interest.
That's not necessarily so true, but the point of the matter is we are not happy with this president's policies. We do not like his foreign policies, especially. We don't like, and you know what? This is not a Republican or Democrat thing, quite honestly. It's an American thing. This president has broken constitutional law. He belongs in jail with the rest of the tyrants, and that's what we're doing. That's what the overpass is for.
I agree with you that he's broken constitutional law. Hold on a second. Let's be civil and be polite.
I'm being civil and polite.
Let's be respectful to one another. When you tell me to hush my mouth for a minute, that's not being polite.
Being polite, I said put the cotton in your mouth so you can listen. Because you can't listen.
You're not
telling
me anything exciting, but go ahead.
You cannot listen if you're talking over me. All right? This president is a fraud. He doesn't belong in the White House. Again, this is not...
He was elected, wasn't he?
Well, being elected is an interesting thing about the election
was the fact that immediately after the election, there were lawsuits filed to have a recount done because of the actions by the new Black Panthers in Philadelphia.
Throwing out
Republican voters from the polling stations. The fact that 144% of registered voters voted in some districts in Ohio.
And not one of them voted for a Republican? Really?
And in some of the districts, 100% of the registered voters voted for Barack Obama. 100% of all the voters voted for Barack Obama.
The Bush's first election in 2000. Was a pretty contentious situation as well, and some of the same charts. And I'm not defending Obama. I'm just trying to call this fair. And the right, the conservative right, is you right now. You're pretending to be impartial, but you're not impartial. You're pretending to be standing on American principles, but the truth. But the truth is, and I see it, and I'm calling you on it. Okay,
crap,
is that you didn't say the same things when Bush was president. You didn't protest war. You weren't against all of the things that you're against now. Obama's foreign policy is a continuation of the same policies and the same foreign policy as George Bush. This is indicated by him retaining the same Secretary of Defense. It's the same policies. It was Bush who said that Syria was in the axis of evil. All you're seeing is a continuation of the same policies. So when you're saying you're against the foreign policy, it's the same foreign policy.
No, it's
Why can't
not.
You
well,
recognize
no,
that?
And,
because
okay.
it's not.
All right, I want to answer
not.
That one. I want to
Go
answer
ahead.
That one because, Brown, Mr. Beasley, no, Obama has a policy of he thinks that the less that we're seen over there in the Middle East, and the more we play nice, to these Middle Eastern countries that the more they will like America. He feeds into the lie.
What exactly does that mean, what you're saying?
America.
I need some specifics as far as policy. You didn't give me any specifics.
He doesn't really have a foreign policy, but go ahead.
I can give you one.
So if there's no foreign policy, then how can you be against no foreign policy? How can you be against it then?
I can give you one very, very good example of foreign policy that President Bush never did, that our current president has done, and President Bush never bowed to a foreign dignitary.
And you know, and what? All right.
But yet,
but
you know,
let me ask you a question: it's Bush, it's the Bush family that's
Bush has not been president.
Let me finish. Let me make a thought. Let me say something, please. I'm articulate. I can articulate myself, and I'm not being. And I'm just putting out ideas over there. They shouldn't be. If you're intelligent and you know what you're talking about, you should be able to handle me saying something that you may not agree with. But the fact of the matter is, yes, he bowed to King whomever the other. The truth is that the entire West bows to Saudi Arabia because of the power that we have. You don't think that the original George Herbert Walker Bush was bowing to Saudi Arabia and when he puts troops there to protect them from the Iraqi government after they invaded Kuwait? Let's face facts. The Bush family has been in business and has courted and considers them very good friends, the Saudi family. So
okay. I'm going to say something. First of all,
you're taking something that's symbolic. You're taking something that's symbolic, and you're making more of it. It's a continuation of the same policy. It's a continuation of the.
What it is, I had to mute you because you're not listening. What it is, it could be the same continuation, but Obama has taken that Patriot Act, and now he's using it on every American, and I don't like it. Americans don't like it. The IRS. Gee, the Bushes have not been in office for over 5 years now. I'm tired of people saying it's over from the Bushes. Well, you know what? We've got all these scandals. 9/11's coming up again. Do you think that this Syria issue is not a distraction? How cocky and arrogant this president is? I'm not going to deal with it, and neither are the other Americans, and that's why we're out on the overpasses wanting his impeachment. We don't even want impeachment. We want him in jail because he's a treasonist. He's arming our enemies with guns. Fact. It just isn't all out there in front of Congress yet, and that's what this man is covering up. And I don't give a crap what Bush did 5 years ago. This is 2013. This man is stealing our money, taxing us to death, and giving it to our enemies. And Americans aren't tolerating it anymore. So, Brown, I'm going to bring you back on. If you're going to argue with me again, I am going to hang up the phone on you because I'm done. Hi, Boyd. How are you?
Wow. Again, and if you hang up on me, that's fine. I'm being polite, and I'm being respectful, and I'm just speaking my mind. The lack of tolerance of the conservative right to any ideas, and there's a lot that we agree on. There's a lot that we agree on.
It's absolutely true. There's a lot that we agree on.
I don't say anything that you just said about Obama is wrong. All I'm saying is this: there's more similarities between what he's doing and what was done previously. And to say that we're in 2013 and to discount a long history. And it's how did we get to 2013, and how are we in the place that we are? And that
This is Brenda, and I just want to say, we have those same questions. And a lot of it is that the conservative right, we were taught that you don't talk politics and you don't talk religion. And so we really haven't been paying as much attention to what's been going on in Washington as what we should have. Okay, and I'm not going to sit here and defend everything that President Bush did. Okay, I'm not going to do that. But can we agree that this country is going the wrong direction right now?
It's been going the wrong direction for quite some time.
We
can agree.
And we have not been as diligent as we should be. And that's why we're where we are now, and we're starting to make a lot of noise. And I think that's where a lot of our frustration comes in, because it's got to the point where you can't assemble peacefully, or you've got people coming to be arrested if you're not promoting the right message.
I'm in agreement with you. I'm just wondering what took you guys so long. Where were you?
We don't
where
know.
Where were you?
Working our jobs,
I haven't heard anything from the right. I'm not hearing it now. And I don't hear anything from any politician. I don't hear any politician ever talk about the NDAA. Now, let's put every other issue aside. There's nothing that is more egregious and more unconstitutional than arresting an American citizen and holding him without charges.
Right, absolutely.
Our founding fathers, besides taxation without representation, but the idea that you can arrest an American citizen and hold him or her indefinitely without bringing charges, without habeas corpus, without due process of law, puts all of us in danger.
Right, absolutely.
All of us. Every last one of us. And I think we can agree there.
And I think we agree there, and I want to read you something from my chat room if you're not looking. It's like, working and raising my kids and asleep with Bush, and I think that rightly sums it up. Okay, so we weren't paying attention.
I wasn't asleep with Bush. I knew who his father was, and I knew who his grandfather was.
Well, and unfortunately, a lot of us weren't. But I do want to thank you for calling in. I want to thank you for taking the time to join us and bring those thoughts out, because I think everybody needs to hear them. And I think you need to hear from us that, hey, we're in agreement, too, and we haven't been as diligent as we should be. So thank you for calling. And,
so you don't want to hear what I have to say anymore. It's time for me to go.
Well, we have another caller.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Just say that. So. You're being very nice and diplomatic. Just say we were.
That's okay. He could stick around, because I want to ask him, where in the hell is Code Pink now?
I don't know what Code Pink is.
All right, before we go down this road, let me take a quick break and we'll come right back. And Boyd, you can ask Brown that question.
I don't know what. Let me go Google Code Pink.
Aren't you
real
glad
quick.
The so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Hey, Billy.
Yeah?
Do you want to go to the state fair?
Yeah.
Do you want to ride the roller coaster?
Yeah.
The big one?
Yeah.
The one with the reverse flip?
Yeah!
Well, you can't. You see, Billy, when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have done with it, including going to the state fair.
Oh, man.
Cheer up. This year, your parents will make it right. They're going to visit energysavers.gov, where they'll get tips on how to save energy and money. Then they'll add extra insulation and get a few of those Energy Star appliances. They could save hundreds of dollars a year. And you know what, Billy?
What?
They'll take you to the state fair next year.
But I want to go this year.
I know you do, Billy. I know you do. Saving energy.
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today, with an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria. where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria. And thank you for your service.
We're back with Women Patriots on conservativenationmedia.com. And Boyd, go ahead and ask that question of Brown again.
Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, while Bush was in, and you say this is a continuation of Bush's policy.
You disagree?
Well, every day that Bush was in office and we were at war, a group called Code Pink, along with their leader, Cindy Sheehan, was out there protesting every day.
You want to know something?
And suddenly, for the last 5 years, they've disappeared. We still have these two same wars going.
You know something?
And another one about to start.
I'm educating. I'm giving myself a speed education on Code Pink. And it seems to me, yes, they were formed in November 17, 2002, Jody Evans, Medea Benjamin, it says, and it looks like they've been pretty active in going after the war machine. And I'm reading here on Wikipedia, so that there are footnotes here to explain, you know, so I'm assuming the majority of the stuff is true. But it looks like they've protested everyone from General Petraeus to Barack Obama, to John McCain, to Hillary Clinton. In fact, it says here, and I also see activity since 2008. Apparently, June 3rd, 2009, Code Pink flew a banner that said end the siege of Gaza when Obama was speaking in Egypt. It looks to me, from what I'm reading here, that they've disrupted Netanyahu's speaking engagements. They tried to arrest Condoleezza Rice for war crimes in 2012. It seems to me that they seem to be people of principle. I don't know them. I didn't hear about them until 15 minutes ago. They seem to be people of principle that are against war.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
How can you not have heard about them during the Bush?
You know something? I like to think of myself as a smart guy that's informed. I haven't heard about them, and I'll just have to humbly say that I didn't. Thank goodness for Google. I'm able to give myself a quick education. Thank you for pointing me in the direction so I can increase my knowledge.
On the mainstream news dinner every night.
You know something? I think I explained why I didn't know about them or know of the name. Now I do, thanks to you. I appreciate it, Boyd.
Well, I want to say something, too. During the hearing today, one of them was escorted out because she was yelling at John Kerry about no war, don't send anybody into Syria. Mm-hmm. And then John Kerry said, you know, years ago, I felt like that girl felt as they pulled her out. But, they're still around.
Yeah, they're around, and they seem like they're pretty active. I mean, my goodness.
All right, so we actually have a guest on, James Neighbors. He's our guest to talk about overpasses for Obama's impeachment, whether you agree with it or not.
He's not a member of Code Pink, is he?
No,
I'm still here.
No.
So Code Pink, they exclude men?
I have not the foggiest idea.
Well, it's like they do. That's kind of sexy.
See, that's something
what do you
else
think,
you
Boyd?
Boyd
probably wants to join Code
all
Pink.
All right. We're going to try and
get back on track.
All right.
They
we're going
to
get back on track
an issue.
Here.
They also appear to have an issue with the Second Amendment, which places them at odds with me, because the Second Amendment is the teeth of the Constitution. And any group that would disagree with the Second Amendment, well, they're not going to get much support from me.
Or any other American. Right.
Yeah, the
right.
fact is the Second Amendment is the only thing that keeps the First Amendment, the other amendments intact. That's the only thing.
True. That's what defends our First Amendment rights to free speech and freedom of religion. Not freedom from religion, but freedom of religion, as intended by our founding fathers. So, James, this idea just kind of came to you one day for this overpasses for impeachment, or, you know, you were just wondering what you could do, or did this some group in Oklahoma, or what was this going on?
Well, I'd been a commentator, a content creator on Facebook on a page called The Quintessential American for several months, and had become more and more educated on there, you know, doing you know, genuine research and trying to find out more about the issues and whatnot like that. And I came across this article about a protest in Carlsbad, California. And there they were, a group of, I believe it was 12 to 15 people on an overpass protesting. I just kept getting taken back to that article. And, you know, just something about it just kept drawing me back. And, you know, what I realized was what they were doing was something that anybody in America, if they had any amount of desire to speak out at all, could do. Because there's an overpass in virtually every town in America. You know, if you have an off-ramp, you probably have an overpass. And the fact is that, you know, the giant protests they have in Washington, D.C., all too often get muted and go unheard. There was a protest in February of 2013 of 500,000 people in Washington, D.C., but next to nobody even knew that it existed. Now, when you've got 500,000 people in one location and the mainstream media doesn't even talk about it, that's mm-hmm. a pretty good sign that free speech in America is on its way out if we don't do something. And the idea it takes money. Let's face it. It takes a lot of money to be able to take off of work to travel to Washington, D.C. I mean, you're looking at least, you know, 2 days of the week just in traveling there and from. And that's if you can afford an airplane ticket. And let's face it, the economy is in terrible condition, and most Americans simply can't afford to do something like that. But anybody can find a friend that could take them to an overpass.
That's right.
And that's the key to the whole thing. It enables the average American to be able to speak out, to be able to finally do something. And that's during the entire Bush administration, I mean, I was none too happy with the Patriot Act or with DHS. I mean, they're both patently un-American in every word. You know, there's nothing American about either of those.
Right.
And we don't need DHS. The fact is, DHS is actually a threat to the security of the United States, and if for no other reason, the fact that it throws another human element into our intelligence apparatus, and humans, well, let's face it, we make mistakes.
Right.
And to throw another human into our intelligence apparatus, and it slows it down. It slows down our response time to threats in this country. And, you know, and then we look at these civilian rescue vehicles. That's not a civilian rescue vehicle. That's an armored, that's an armored personnel carrier. You know,
yeah.
I know what it is.
It's pretty intense, right? Okay.
And I don't know who they want to rescue in those, because it looks like they don't look very rescuing to me. They look pretty scary and assaultish to me. And the fact that, you know, they purchased 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition, that's enough to be in Iraq and Afghanistan in full scale combat for 20 years. Now, what exactly would a domestic Homeland Security agency need with 1.6 billion hollow point rounds? So, no, I was none too happy with Bush when he did that. And but back to a point I was getting at earlier with the lawsuits that were filed regarding the elections. The fact is that when Al Gore lost the election, he filed a lawsuit, and well, guess what? He was allowed to have a recount. The recount showed that he still lost. But yet, for some odd reason, when Obama wins the election, and the right, you know, the conservatives, the Republicans, ask for a recount, Eric Holder, despite the obvious, that a recount was necessary, said that their lawsuit was without merit, and it was dismissed. Now,
our good old Eric Holder,
so, you know, without merit or not. I mean, who is he to judge? Isn't that for the judge to decide with that law, if that lawsuit is without merit? But it wasn't even allowed to go to court because our crony attorney general would not allow it to go. And there's something wrong with that. If Obama was transparent, if he were honest, if he were bringing about hope and change as he promised, then he would have had absolutely no problem with a recount. But the fact is, had they checked those voting machines, they would have found egregious problems, and there would have been another vote. There would have been another election.
Right.
Yeah. Plus, it goes to the back to the fight to prevent the voter ID, which is not racist in any sort of way, because you have to have an ID to buy liquor. You have to have ID to buy cigarettes. And the Supreme Court already ruled on the voter ID law here in Indiana and said it was constitutional. And yet, Holder, in this administration, you have to ask yourself, why did they want to fight those voter ID laws? Because woman in Ohio couldn't vote 6 times, you know.
Exactly.
And she's in jail now, by the way. 6 times, and she was head of the precinct, so that just tells you what that precinct probably did the whole time.
I'm quite certain they were one of those precincts where 144% of the registered voters voted.
Right.
Yeah. And we are over the election. He's over here. We need to get over. We lost this election. We know that, but we're fighting to retain our country. This is no longer about elections. This has been a big wake-up call for many of us. And as James has said, this is something, getting out with these overpasses, this is something the average American get out and express themselves on, because there's still a lot of Americans that don't know what's going on, because they're working, you know, 8 to 10 hours a day, and they come home and they don't get the news because they listen to the mainstream media, and you don't get the news, so they're not informed as to what is actually happening with our country and in the government of our country. You know, they're all concerned with things like Miley Cyrus and her.
Really, what this boils down to is it's the precedent. It's the precedent that the Obama administration has set. The fact is, if we don't say something now, if we don't hold him accountable, you know, we can't hold Bush accountable, we can't impeach him, he's already out of office. Should we have maybe done something then? Well, maybe we should have, but the fact is, something wasn't done. It's too late to do anything about that now, but we have this current president, which is very, very criminal. And if we allow the precedent to be set to where we allow a criminal to remain in office, to remain unpunished, to be able to do as he deems fit by executive order and law by fiat, if we allow that to continue, what precedent does that set for the next president and for the next Congress? Does that mean, you know, because as things stand, what it means is that we don't care.
Right.
And we can no longer do that. We can no longer sit by and let Congress believe that we don't care and they can do whatever they want, because the fact is, we do care. And maybe it took some people like myself a few years to wake up. I mean, I'll be the first to admit, I was a bit of a sleep during the Bush administration and wasn't really paying attention. I really wasn't paying attention. The fact is, you know, I had voted against John Kerry. I was living in Massachusetts at the time, and if you've ever been there and you've seen the conditions that some of those towns are in, you wouldn't even care who was running for president against John Kerry. You would vote for the other guy as long as it wasn't John Kerry. And I can't say I voted so much for President Bush as I voted against John Kerry, because Pittsfield, Massachusetts, is a dump. I'm not even going to joke, and I apologize to any of my people that are in Overpass that live in Pittsfield, but I feel sorry for you because that poor town is taxed so much to death. I mean, the taxes in Massachusetts are at the legally, the federal limit of legality. In order for that state to get more tax revenue in, they have to find something new to tax. And you can tell when you go to Western Massachusetts and look at the towns, what will happen when you live in a high tax society. And it's you know, the town is in terrible condition. Factories sit there without anybody working in them. They've been sitting abandoned. You know, a fifth of the houses are condemned because people can't afford to pay their property taxes. And this is the kind of policies that the progressive Democrats want to bring upon America, and we cannot stand for that. I don't care if it's Obama. I wouldn't care if it was Kerry. The fact is the politics of the left cannot be allowed to continue in the United States of America. And that's what this is all about. It's standing up. It doesn't matter that Obama is president. It could be anybody in there that's doing what he's doing.
Exactly.
But the policies that he embodies cannot be allowed to stand in America. They're patently un-American, and they're dangerous for this country. They are bankrupting this nation. The fact that we were in two wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and only ran the debt up as high as it was, and then without starting new wars, and anybody that knows anything about starting a war, the hardest part is mobilizing the troops.
Right.
And getting everything moved over there. That is the most expensive portion of any war that will ever exist, is the inception of it. And the fact that our deficit only ran as high as it did when Bush was in office, and we're on a war on two different fronts, and then Obama comes in office, we essentially leave Iraq with nothing but some training in there. We're still in Afghanistan, but our deficit is now $17 trillion, and we have nothing to show for it. That's reckless spending. That is absolutely reckless spending, and we have nothing to show for it. Our economy
right.
is worse than it was. Unemployment, and then you have Obamacare thrown in on top of it. The fact that once Obamacare goes into full implementation, our nation will go from a nation of full-time workers where people could afford to feed their families to a nation of part-time peasants, because the most anybody will be able to work is 29 hours, because that is what employers will have to do to not have to pay the massive insurance fees because of Obamacare. And this is what the Nancy Pelosi's, this is what the Barack Obama's wants to do to America. If they take away your money, they control you. And that is all they're after, is to control us as Americans, to have us so
right.
poor and so destitute that we are dependent upon them. And this is what Overpass is for. It's for the freedom of the people to not be under the thumb of the government, not be so poor that we must be dependent on the government just to eat.
Right, absolutely. And James, I think you'll agree with me. You know, we say Obama and we say the Democrats, but there are also some Republicans that are also on this same elitist path, and they need to go. I mean, there's
absolutely.
So much corruption in the political system that we need to, but this is where we start. This is a start point, you know, because Yes.
Well, you're absolutely right. Obama is not just the only person that we're after. The fact of the matter is whether he is removed from office or not, after Obama is over, Congress is next. And they better be paying attention, because Overpasses is not going away. And any person in Congress that signs an unconstitutional act or an act that is a danger to America, i.e. amnesty, anybody that signed the amnesty bill had better be have a well-funded re-election campaign, because we're coming after them.
You're absolutely right. And you know what? I actually just scrolled on my Facebook page, and it said it's a breaking news from Diane Sori. A new resolution written, given Obama 60 days to use military action against Syria with a 30-day extension tacked on. So that's not good news. It's serious. This president wants to take us to war. And it's here it comes. World War III.
Oh, yeah. It'll be World War III, unfortunately. Let's bring Boyd on, see if he had a question for James. Hey, Boyd.
Yeah.
Boyd, do you have any overpasses in Alaska?
Yes, we do.
Are you out there with any signs?
No, I haven't been able to make it yet. But I am on their Facebook page and getting the information and stuff, seeing what's going on.
Come on, you're on a staycation now this week. Join in. Chop, chop.
No, my staycation's over.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm now back as a fully employed employee for a while. Yeah, well, Obama has to take us to war. That's the only way he's going to save his ass.
Well, certainly.
He's thinking that if he takes us to war, that we will all rally around the flag. But I'm afraid this is one where he ain't going to get it.
Well, right. Because there's no viable threat to anyone in this situation outside of the Syrian people. You can talk all you want to about Bush and Iraq, but I watched the United Nations and I watched the debates in the United Nations, and there wasn't a country there that denied that they had these weapons of mass destruction. Not a one.
We finally found them.
Yeah, well, we know where they are, but yeah.
We know where they are now.
What I find ironic
about that is back when they were looking for them, they suspected that that long line of trucks that was going into Syria, might actually contain the WMDs. Well, guess what? They were there, and they made it across
there.
The border.
Yeah, where'd they come from? Let's ask that question. But, you know, it gets my goat that people don't seem to understand that, you know, at this point in time, there was intelligence coming out of Russia that Saddam Hussein was planning to finance an attack against the United States. This was coming out of Russia. Now, we know this intelligence may not have been accurate, but this is what the intelligence was coming out of there. We knew that they had or had had in the past these weapons of mass destruction. They weren't complying with the United Nations inspectors. You know, there was a whole lot of evidence against Saddam Hussein before we went into that war with congressional approval. This case in Syria, they're not threatening to attack the United States. They are no threat to the United States national security. So I want to know why. That round, Beasley, is to you. But okay, go ahead, guys.
Well, here's the thing. If they wanted to take out all the weapons of mass destruction, such as they're talking about now, they missed their opportunity. And why they didn't do it, about a year ago, I don't know. But at one point, there was a known battle that was over a chemical weapons depot in Syria. Both forces were fighting to get control of it. At that point in time, while those forces were trying to get in control of it, is when we should have taken it out.
Yeah.
Just go in there. Just go
and
in there.
You wonder
eliminate.
Why they didn't. Yeah.
So, I mean, why are we now in a hurry to go bomb a whole bunch of buildings with a lot of civilians in it? Because you know that they have taken their weapons right now, and they have moved them. And they have moved them into the basements of all the apartment buildings and all the big buildings in Damascus and wherever they were close to. Thinking and knowing that, no, we're not going to bomb an apartment building to get to their weapons.
Right.
You know. Unless Obama has the balls to go in there and do that, which I would support, then, screw it. He's gone.
Well, and we've already tried this in Libya. Okay, we got to go free the people from this dictator who's going to kill them all. What happened? Look what happens.
Do we all know what the definition of insanity is? Repeating something over and over again, expecting it to change. It's not changing. It's not working.
No, it's not working. And I just read this interesting article, and it should be interesting to see if it comes. It came from the Freedom Outpost that the Egyptians are saying that they now have proof that Obama is an active member of the Muslim Brotherhood.
I've been reading that the past couple of days. Yes.
Yeah, and that would prove interesting if that were proven to be true. I mean, for the obvious reasons, but then we look at Libya. There's being brought that up. The fact is that Libya right now is controlled by none other than the Muslim Brotherhood. Egypt was controlled by none other than the Muslim Brotherhood.
Right.
And Obama continues to demand that the Egyptian people, who stood up in huge numbers, return the country back to those oppressors. I mean, it astonishes me to no end the fact that they were literally burning and down churches and slaughtering the Christians there, and he said absolutely nothing. But yet when the people of Egypt, Muslim and Christian alike, stood up and overthrew their government that was doing that, he demands that they're put back in place. I mean, if nothing else, he should be tried for a war crime on that. The fact that he supported a regime that was committing genocide.
Yep.
And you wouldn't know these things unless you actually did research, James, because the mainstream media does not tell us about that.
Well, you're absolutely right. And if they did, if the mainstream media, if ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, NBC, and even Fox were to say what was actually going on, we wouldn't have 44,000, 45,000 in overpasses. We would have 45 million in overpasses. And honestly, I that's what we're going to need. It doesn't really matter what it is about what's going on that you're upset about in this country. I don't care if you're Democrat. I don't care if you're Republican, conservative, liberal. As long as you understand that the Constitution is the foundation of this country and you see that slipping away, you need to get out there. You need to get out there and you need to say something because it's slipping away. And soon you won't have the ability to.
Right. Absolutely. I think it's a wonderful cause that you're involved in, and we want to encourage everybody to check it out. It's overpasses.com?
.org.
Is that correct? .org. Overpasses.org on the net. Find a chapter next to you or start one in your state and get out there with your signs. Yeah, go ahead, Barbara.
We have a couple of things going on. James, you want to tell the audience about it?
Well, on the 7th in various states, we've got kind of a warm-up for what's coming up on the 11th. We've got protests going on all over the place this week. But here on the 11th, we'll be having kind of a dual effort for most, like a two-part thing during September 11th. We'll be having a daytime protest like we normally do, to call for the impeachment of Obama and, to open Benghazi. Here an honest one, a Watergate-style hearing into Benghazi. But at night, after the sun goes down, we'll be having a vigil for those that were killed on both 9/11s, but this year, specifically or more intently for those that died in Benghazi. The fact is there hasn't been a national day of mourning for those that died in Benghazi. I mean, we have Ambassador Stevens, tortured before he died, and the two Navy SEALs that by themselves held back, 200 terrorists, two platoons, two men for 7 hours, held back two platoons worth of men, and we have yet to commemorate the sacrifice they gave in trying to protect the consulate there in Benghazi. And that's just a shame. And really only Obama is to blame for that. The fact that he's done everything he can to try to ensure that America forgets the heroes that were lost there. And so, you know, after dark in Oklahoma here, you know, specifically because that's where I live, from 10 p.m. until midnight, we will be having a vigil where people can, you know, we'll be describing, you know, the way they felt on both 9/11s. And you know, we'll be closing with a moment of prayer, asking if they can rest in peace, because, you know, the nation as a whole hasn't taken time to do that. And whether or not you agree with that Obama should be impeached or not, if you feel like that's something that you'd want to do, is to honor the dead that died there in Benghazi, we'd ask you to find out where we're going to be at and to come join us and be out there with us on the 11th and you know, give tribute to those that died there, because they've been forgotten, and we should never do that with American patriots. And it's just, it's a shame that it's taken a full year for that to happen, but we're going to do that.
Right. And then we got something coming up in October. Do we want to talk about that now?
Yeah, we do. We don't have October. Yeah, I know we're going to be doing an event in October where there's going to be a little bit of fun. It's going to be kind of a little Halloween type event. It'll be another Patriot Wave where all of the states stand up again in unison in a synchronized protest, and just to make it a little more entertaining. We're going to have, in places that can do it anyway, one person will be dressed up in costume as a zombie, kind of like what you may have seen on The Walking Dead, and they'll be wearing an Obama T-shirt, and they'll be kind of milling in and around the crowd, you know, trying to make things, you know. The thing is what people don't realize, and I think it's one thing that really a lot of people may be afraid of, is that they think of protest, and they think of a very negative thing. They picture the Kent State Massacre and the National Guard, you know, shooting down four people and injuring, you know, dozens more. And, you know, they picture Occupy, where city parks are just demolished by giant mobs of people. And honestly, the experience that everybody has told me, and from my own experience, is what we have, really, we call them protests, but they're really more of a rally for people to rally behind the country. And if you're feeling stressed out, and you're feeling pent up and you feel like you want to do something, just come on out, because I'm telling you, when you're done, you will feel so much better and will have vented out so much stress. You'll probably add 5 years to your life just because of the stress relief from getting out there and saying something. And seeing the interaction, the horns honking, and even the people that are flipping you off and cussing you out, because, you know, they're such a minority. I mean, I never before I started this, and I never protested before this. The events are very positive. It's an amazing experience. I've been to dozens of concerts and never felt so stress relieved as I have after one of our protests.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm very invigorated too when we're done. I get, well, actually when I'm there too. But we in I guess it's this region, up and down the East Coast in October, we're gonna be all along the I-95 corridor from Maine to Florida. So that is gonna be awesome. I'm really looking forward to that one too.
Yeah. Yeah, that I wish I was over in that part of the country to participate in that, because that should be an epic event.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
Well, it's great, because, and what it does too, it gives you the opportunity to see there's more people out there like you, because, you know, if you watch the news and you read the papers and stuff, you're thinking the whole country has gone down the drain. But when you get together for these kind of events, you see that there's a lot of people out there just like you and that think just the way that you do, and you get that support from each other. That keeps us going.
What really bothers me is, we called the lame street media locally, and nobody wants to report it. Nobody wants to do a story on it. So now that I'm unemployed, until I find a job, I could get a little more involved in like mainstream media. Here's a story, put it in your paper or air it, you know, something. Because, there's a lot of, like Brenda was saying, there are a lot of people out there that feel the way we do and just don't know about it. We had just gotten a message that every time we go out, there's more and more people that want to join because they're with us. So that's really cool, too. So we have, I don't even know how many people we have all together these days, but I think we have over 600 in North Carolina.
You know, I'd have to go check that tally again. I believe North Carolina is number 4 in the nation total. Texas and Florida and California, of course, you know, they're the 3 most populous states, and you can certainly tell. I mean, Texas has, I believe there are over 4,000 people now in their group alone, and it's just, I mean, that's outstanding. You know, it's outstanding. And I mean, they've just got a machine. I'll actually be down in Texas here on the 7th. They're going to have basically morning through evening protests, and they've been, and really, I appreciate those guys down there so much. They scheduled these things down there, and it would give me the opportunity to go and visit each one of them and, you know, for a meet and greet while they're all out there. And that's just that's a very cool thing because, you know, I get a little embarrassed sometimes. I'm just another guy, you know, that happened to be inspired. I really appreciate all the, you know, all the kind words that everybody said to me, but I'm not sure how to take it all the time, to be honest.
Hey, you started, yeah, like fastest growing movement within a month. I mean, this is like awesome.
Yeah, and I'm so
glad.
We'd love
for you to come to North Carolina.
Well, if I get the opportunity to, I will. The Texas thing kind of jumped up at me, and it just happened to be at the right time, and I hope that eventually I'm able to go visit all 50 states and see everybody. That takes a little bit of money that we don't have right now. So
right. But James, I want to thank you for this great organization you put together, because the more of us speaking out and speaking up, you know, Brown did have a point. We were quiet for too long, and we very nearly, if we haven't, lost our country. And this is the way we're going to have to get it back. You know, it's just by each of us individually getting out there and doing what we can, you know, to make ourselves heard. So I want to thank you so much for doing that. We want to direct people to overpasses.org. Get yourself involved. You can do it at your local level. And we want to thank you for joining us here on Women Patriots at conservativenationmedia.com tonight to share that with us. So thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Jane.
It was great having you, and it's great to hear these stories. So thanks again.
You bet. Anytime. Just give me a call, and I'll be here.
Okay, sounds good. Well, the summer of 2013 is over, at least in the unofficial sense. But at conservativenationmedia.com, it is now official. We are all coming to you live at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central every weekday. But have no fear. You can still download our podcast to your heart's content at conservativenationmedia.com anytime, anywhere, even on your mobile phone. And don't forget to check out our new show, Second Amendment Forum with Max Roberts, Soldiers of Patriotism with Michael Smith, and American by Design with Bing Fisher. It's pretty easy to remember. Just make sure to join us every weekday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins.
Okay, so just type the job website address here. That's it. Then you enter what job you're looking for there.
Electrician.
This is Peter.
Recently, he got help going on the internet for the first time to look for a new job.
Okay, then you just hit search and...
In the past, Peter's gotten work through people he knew, but he heard there were more jobs online.
There we go.
These are all for me?
Uh-huh.
Really?
He had no idea just how many.
I can't believe it. This one looks good.
Peter is thinking the internet might be for him after all.
And this is just one website.
Wow. Why didn't I do this sooner?
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you. Brought to you by Connect, Compete, and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing!
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
I'm making beef sliders for my friend Sammy. Nana taught me to always pull meat off the grill early so it's extra juicy.
Use a food thermometer to ensure ground beef is 160 degrees, or you could make people really sick. Sandy didn't think twice about the slider she ate until yoga class, when a nasty case of food poisoning turned her downward-facing dog into upward-moving lunch. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov and learn the steps Maria unwittingly leaves out. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
All right. Well, Barb, that's a kind of an interesting show we've had tonight. I want to thank our callers, Brown Beasley, for adding a little spice to the conversation, and Boyd, always welcome from Alaska. And this is a neat kind of group you got going on here with this overpasses. I know you've been having a lot of fun with it.
It is. And, you know, I am meeting so many like-minded people. You know, I used to work, and that will, I'll be working again hopefully soon, putting in an application. But hard-working Americans that, you know, we're tired of being raked over the coals by what's going on in America. And
right.
doing the radio show is also part of me getting my word out and saying what I need to say about how wrong this country, in the wrong direction this country's going into. But like James was saying, you know, you get out there with more like-minded people, and it's very invigorating, you know, because you get these beeps and tractor trailers coming with their hand on their horn going under the overpass, and it's like, woo, it's loud, and it makes me proud to be an American when we do that. We have our flags going. We have our signs out there. It's awesome.
Yeah,
so hopefully, if you go to overpasses.org, Brenda, you can find one in your state and hook up, and you'll see how much fun it is.
I'll have to see. Here in my county, we're so conservative, we can't hardly get nobody out to do anything here. It's really bad. It really is. But like I said, it's a very, very conservative county, but it's like we try to get people together to do stuff and nobody shows up. It's like, okay, but I'll have to check it out. I'll have to see if there is something going on here in Indiana. Plus, I'm thinking, I don't have any overpasses. We do have a highway, so I don't know if that counts. But anyway, I'll definitely have to check that out and see what's happening with that. So I will do that tonight, actually, when we're done here, see what's going on in Indiana. But very interesting callers tonight. And we should make this point known too, Bart, but this is just not about conservatives. This is about people who are concerned about the abuses
direction.
Of the Constitution. Yeah, and the direction of the country and the abuses that this president is making on the Constitution. I mean, yes, some of the past presidents also have probably abused somewhat their power, but not nearly to the extent that this guy does with his executive orders that he's always writing every day and bypassing Congress and you know,
and they're
all
against
it all.
The Americans. It's all against
right.
our rights. The
right,
latest
exactly.
one, I think, was the guns.
Right. And him going with the United Nations on the Small Guns Treaty. This is some of the things where he differs from President Bush on, you know, as far as certain things. And I know Bush is a politician and they're all politicians. And this is what we got to get rid of. We got to get rid of the politicians. We need
yeah.
to get the ordinary man back into office. More Ted Cruz's up there on Capitol Hill to fight for the Constitution, for the American people. Now, we can't go all the way back to 1776, but we can certainly make a dent in trying to get this country back to where you have the freedom to pray in public. You have the freedom to post those things whenever you, the Ten Commandments, wherever and whenever you want to, because they were an integral part of America. And we have Duke on the line, so let's bring
yes,
him in.
Yes,
hey, Duke.
Good evening, ladies. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
Pretty
how are
good.
You?
How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing fine. As you may be aware, I spent the weekend in Dallas, actually Fort Worth. Michael Smith doesn't want me to say I was in Dallas because as far as Fort Worth, Texas are concerned, Dallas doesn't exist or something. I don't know. But it was a wonderful weekend, and, you know, I finally got to Dealey Plaza. I finally got to see it in real life, and I've been kind of keeping an eye on the Kennedy assassination stuff since November 22nd, 1963, when I was about 8 years old, and I have some thoughts about this that I'm going to share. Tomorrow night on Radio Free America here on conservativenationmedia.com, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. However, I've got some very interesting information from some very credible, knowledgeable people with direct access to decision makers in this country over the last several days. And the fact of the matter is the Syrian situation is obviously on a lot of people's minds. And it is not good. There is really nothing for America to be gained there. So I'm inviting everyone to call in tomorrow night to Radio Free America on conservativenationmedia.com and express your views and let's talk about it, as they say. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow night's show, and I hope you ladies will be around too.
Okay. Yes, we will.
Thanks. Sounds good. So everybody, tomorrow night right here on Conservative Nation Media.com. I'm having trouble saying that tonight. I don't know why. With Duke Brooks. Thanks, Duke, for that brief.
Thank you, ladies.
Briefing. All right, thanks.
Have a great evening.
You too.
You too.
Okay. So every night, guys, here on right here on the blog talk at conservativenationmedia.com. We'll have our shows all now starting at the same time, which is 8 Eastern, 7 Central, to try to give it some consistency so that you can remember. And that way it makes it a little bit easier for you to find us. So we're going to bring Boyd in for some final comments. Hey, Boyd, anything last to say to our listeners here?
Just to see your listeners, I'm going to challenge Barb, you got 600 in your overpass there.
Do I have
in
what?
Carolina. Huh?
Do I have what?
You had 600 people?
I think we have like 600 people in here.
In
North Carolina.
You're running way behind. We got 208 in Alaska, and we don't have enough people in our state to make up one of your cities.
Actually, I lied. Oh, my goodness. I just checked. We have 123 new members. That brings North Carolina to a total of 2,019 members.
Whoa.
We rock North Carolina.
You're rocking it. You're rocking it in Carolina. Rocking the overpasses. So, anyhow.
Okay,
yeah,
I'll bow out gracefully, but we still only have enough people in the whole state to make up one of your cities.
Yeah.
So our percentage is higher.
You what?
His percentage.
Whatever.
They got to
pay. Just find an overpass and get out there with a sign, huh?
Or a caribou crossing or whatever. Sorry, please.
Make sure you beep when you go past.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Thanks, boy.
Take yep. care, boy.
You bet.
All right.
Bye.
That's our friend Boyd from Alaska. So, and again, we want to thank everybody for listening in to conservativenationmedia.com Women Patriots. We're here every Tuesday, Barb and Brenda, talking about this and that and everything else. And we do welcome callers. We do also have to stay on our programming. So we do try to stick to that as close as we can. So not just being rude by trying to cut you off, because we do value other opinions. And even as conservatives, we are I don't like being lumped with all conservatives, because I am not the Westboro Baptist Church, okay? And I do listen to other people's opinions. Well, you know, that's what people, I think, associate us with when they talk about conservatives and right-wingers and that kind of thing, you know. We are the silent majority that really haven't had much to say over the years, because we have been working and raising our families, and it was a mistake. It was a mistake, and I can admit that. And since I've found fellow conservatives like Barbara and others and Michael, and I've been trying to make the voice heard, and I'm trying to educate. We're trying to educate people, because there are so many uninformed, as Herman Cain used to say, so many uninformed people, and we need to educate them. And that's just what we're trying to do. We're trying to get people out. We're trying to educate them, trying to let them know what's going on around the country, so they can also get out and participate in any way that they can. So if you're of like-minded, look up overpasses.org. Check that out in your area. There's also Rage Against the Media, which you can find on Facebook. And I think they also have a website. They're also holding rallies, and they hit the major news media outlets to try to inform people about what the mainstream media is not telling them. And if you're getting your news just from the mainstream media, you're not getting all the facts. So just
you're not getting the news.
You're not getting news. You're not getting facts. You're getting propaganda, pure and simple. Never thought I'd live to see the day in the United States of America. But unfortunately, sad as it is, that's what we got.
Yep.
And as you're out there tonight with your nightly prayers, say a prayer for Israel and for the
Definitely.
Leaders of this country, that they might make the right decision in this case, which, you know, it's
right. It's
what
scary.
Is the end?
It's really scary.
It's very scary. World War III. I mean, yeah. It's not going to be pleasant.
And you know, a lot of the people too, they're so afraid that they don't want to know what's going on, because it's too scary for them.
I know.
And that's,
just don't
that's
think
another
about
big
that.
Problem.
Right, and that's not helping us, and that's why we got where we are today. But with
right.
that, folks, I want to take us out with a song. I do want to thank you again for tuning in to Women Patriots on conservativenationmedia.com. And good night. See you next week.
Good night, everyone. Thanks for being here.
World, but he's gonna leave you crying with your heart in the dirt. 'Cause that's what's
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?